Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
Well, our bird-like theme is only matched by today's bird-like theme. And in fact, we are inspired by an article from Living Bird, the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. And you ask, what on earth could that have to do with wine? Well, the truth is, and we didn't know this either before reading a small article entitled Put a Cork in It by Hugh Powell, birds are largely dependent in many places in the Mediterranean on cork forests for their habitats.
Yeah, this is a fascinating article, and we can tip our hats to my husband, Kevin, for calling this to our attention. The article tells us that cork forests are havens of biodiversity, and particularly in the southern Iberian Peninsula, that cork forests are some of the last refuges for the Iberian lynx. They provide habitats for Spanish eagles and black storks. They're also an area for migrant birds passing through. And the funny thing is that when we think about ecology and saving our environment, we often think of not deforesting areas. We don't want to cut down trees. We want to save trees. But in the Mediterranean, cork forests are, as we've said, are these habitats, and you really want to keep them going.
So you want to use cork, and the way cork is harvested is fascinating. Once every 10 years, they cut an inch off of various parts of the trees, and then they leave the tree alone for another decade. The cork harvested now is from the same trees that were harvested by the great-great-great grandfathers of these particular people. So instead of actually destroying the cork forests, the harvesting of cork actually makes the cork forests possible. So now we have this issue of, we have synthetic corks that are non-degradable, that will last forever, and that also don't provide the wine any air, so the wine doesn't age in them at all, or screw caps, which do the same thing, or do we use cork? So we have this real interesting ecological dilemma.
Cork comes from a wide variety of places. There are 13 billion corks produced each year, most of them coming from Portugal, but some also coming from Spain, France, Italy, Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia. The article tells us it's a $2 billion industry.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this works out. Cork has going for it that it's a natural product and that it supports the ecosystem. Cork has not going for it that there is cork failure and that your wine might not be good. And in fact, some people estimate as high as one bottle per case might be problematic. Cork also, though, has going for it that high-end wines age with cork because it allows a small amount of air to enter into the bottle over a period of many years.
Right, and we have not seen alternate closures on high-end wines for that reason.
You cannot replicate what nature does so beautifully. And you cannot replicate an ecosystem if you don't have cork. This is a fascinating dilemma. And it just goes to show, MZ, that life is much more complicated than we want it to be.
Always, always, always.
There are no simple answers. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.